This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The news on the front page of the New York Times today was simply astonishing. That American soldiers had, in fact, found chemical weapons in Iraq as long as a decade ago. Weapons left over from Saddam Hussein's war with Iran. That some U.S. troops had been injured by those shells, and that the American government kept both the discoveries and the injuries secret. All of that comes against the backdrop of what has to be called deepening American involvement in the region, where we have already spent close to $2 trillion, if you're counting. John Nagel, Lieutenant Colonel, United States Army, retired, served in Iraq during the first Gulf War. He went back in 2003, fighting a very different kind of war, and then the Pentagon, where he helped write the Army's manual on counterinsurgency. His new book explores recent history, changes in policy, and his thoughts on the future. It's called Knife Fights, a memoir of modern war in theory and in practice. John Nagel, it's good to have you with us.
Good to be with you, Kai.
You started your military service at a time of, I guess you'd say, big army, right? I mean, you were a tank officer, an armor officer. You went to Desert Storm, and then you saw the ground sort of changing under your feet, almost quite literally.
Almost literally, absolutely right. So I had the privilege of commanding a tank platoon in Operation Desert Storm, a great war. We took the Iraqi army from the fourth largest in the world to the second largest in Iraq in a period of 100 hours. And that's initially what I thought war was supposed to be. That's the war I'd studied at West Point. It was right at the end of the Cold War. The army was enormous. Tanks were a huge part of what the army was. But later, when I reflected on that experience, when I tried to look at the battlefield from the other side, I realized that the enemies of the United States that had watched us so thoroughly and frankly easily defeat the Iraqi army were never going to choose to fight us that way again. They were going to choose entirely different ways to fight.
From your preface, you write these words: "It is a tale of wars that needed to be fought and wars that were not necessary but that happened nonetheless at enormous cost in blood and in treasure." I wonder whether you would add to that phrase credibility.
Oh, I think so. The United States squandered an awful lot of goodwill, as well as numbers of my friends' lives, literally trillions of dollars, by unnecessarily invading Iraq in 2003 and then doing it poorly on top of that after a very successful initial invasion, had no plan for what came next, for the occupation and the rebuilding of an Iraq. And St. Ignatius taught us that the only purpose of a war is to build a better peace. And perhaps the biggest problem I have with the U.S. government as a whole is that in the aftermath of the invasion of Iraq in 2003, it had no plan to build a better peace. And in fact, arguably, the insurgency that erupted in the wake of that invasion was a far, far worse situation for the people of Iraq and for the people of the United States than the pre-war situation had been.
Is it possible that your chosen specialty of counterinsurgency can be, at least, since it looks like, given the current situation, Iraq is going to be home for many of us for years to come, can it be cheaper in terms of treasure?
It can be an enormous part of the $2 trillion we now estimate we spent on the war in Iraq was wasted money, was money that was economic reconstruction aid given poorly, not given wisely. U.S. counterinsurgency strategy going forward, I think, is not going to be enormously expensive American troops on the ground doing the fighting, but host country forces, forces like the Iraqi army and the Kurdish army of today, assisted, enabled, empowered by small teams of American advisors. And so I think that we can reshape our military and our State Department, the U.S. Agency for International Development. Getting that organizational change to happen really does take a bureaucratic knife fight, and that's one of the reasons I chose that title for my new book.
Is there a fear that more American troops actually in Iraq and on the ground will be throwing good money after bad? Not to imply that what was spent there in fortune and treasure was bad, but clearly it was badly spent.
Much of it was badly spent. And so I believe that a relatively small investment of American blood and treasure now at this point will remove the need or reduce the need for larger investments later. Because the truth is that it is a vital national interest of the United States that ISIS, ISIL, be defeated and destroyed, as the president has correctly said is his goal. I just don't believe he's so far demonstrated a willingness to pay the price that it's going to take to achieve those objectives.
You know, it's funny. You had a piece in Politico this past weekend in which you called on the Obama administration to if it's going to do something in Iraq, really do it against ISIS or ISIL or whatever you want to call it. And I read down to your byline, that little blurb at the bottom there where it tells who you are. And it said, John Nagle is a veteran of the first two Iraq wars, almost like there's an expectation there will be more.
There clearly is another war happening in Iraq right now. 1,600 Americans are involved on the ground. Thousands more are involved from ships in planes, conducting strikes, doing intelligence analysis in support of that effort. It's clearly going to be another war. I don't think it's going to be as big for the United States as the last Iraq war was, or my first Iraq war was. But the implications of the war and the necessity to get it right are just as big as it was the last two times.
The book by John Nagle is called Knife Fights, a memoir of modern war in theory and in practice. John, thanks very much for your time.
Good to be with you, Kai.
We have an excerpt of John Nagle's book, Knife Fights. It's on our website, marketplace.org. I will tell you, it comes highly recommended.